Now, from time to time, I think it's on Channel 7. Yeah, it's their news pointer on Channel 7. They flash to, well, the situation in Mareeba, which is just an ongoing nightmare for the people up there. You've got a situation where the children are trashing the town, and the little grab talks, I think it's Dennis talking, McKinley, talking about just the dreadful behaviour of the children up there, the filth, the graffiti, the destruction that is just rampant. And, of course, we've got an absolutely broken juvenile justice system. It's an absolute insult to the people of North Queensland, so nothing effective is being done to stop it. And you've got a very proud town, a very, very proud community, fundamentally being brought to its knees by the ineffectiveness of the legal system in this state, and nothing being done. There's not even any acknowledgement out of the southeast corner that we've got a nightmare on our hands. Anyway, to his great credit, Dennis a few weeks ago called that meeting. It was well attended, they had very good speakers there, etc. So I'm just going to get an update from Dennis on how he's travelling now and what's transpired since that Sunday meeting. He's a retired Inspector Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. Dennis McKinley, good morning.
Good morning, John and listeners.
Dennis, just taking you back to the meeting for a moment, obviously well attended. People said it was really worthwhile. What's happened since? Anything at all effective?
Well, we've been waiting in the wind to hear back from different authorities, because there was letters and all those resolutions that came out of that were endorsed by the public at that meeting were all forwarded to every government minister in the state, plus other local government here and other agencies. And this Tuesday, tomorrow, is a workshop happening with the council and police, I believe. And then they have their general meeting on Wednesday, which our group is all going to sit in on. Obviously, we can't say anything, but we'll be there to listen to what response we get to our resolutions. And then apparently they got another workshop on Thursday. So pretty big week for Mareeba Shire this week to sift through all these resolutions. The ones that directly impact them and local police, we want action on those. And that involves, we wanted a zone in Mareeba that was restricted to alcohol with severe penalties. And we wanted all that placarded from the 100 Park right through to Granite Creek, so that any people that drink alcohol in that area should be removed and penalised. The other one was, we want, similar to what you people have got on the Esplanade in Cairns, or the city area, where we don't want any cask wine, fortified wine, being sold before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right now there's outlets here that are open at 9 o'clock, and they're going out two at a time around the back of the town, and then they're coming back into town and just causing havoc in our community, which is unacceptable. So we're waiting with intent. I believe the curfew, which we want to put in place for a period, even a trial period of 12 months, from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. to remove persons of age of 16 years and under, excluding lawful reason, example, health, well-being, physical or other abuse, be removed from the business area, around the business area. But I'm hearing that our police minister, Mark Ryan, and the state government don't believe in that type of thing, because it sits on those young offender's civil liberties. Although you ask the question of,
what about our civil liberties?
That's
seriously
what I'm just saying.
What an insult.
Palaszczuk, what about our civil liberties, sitting there in fear every night awake?
Exactly.
I just can't believe some of the things I'm hearing. So we're not going to relent on that one bit, and we'll go even stronger on that if that's not taken into consideration. Which I thought
liberties
was an insult.
It is
absolute
an insult. They are hopelessly out of touch. In absolute denial. They just look the other way and let us continue to suffer miserably. Can I just ask you too, it's interesting you talk about this curfew idea. What is it, 10 p.m. till 6 a.m, get the kids off the street? But who would remove them?
Well, there's a business fund that all the businesses play into, business benefit fund that council collects from all the all the business owners, and there's quite a considerable amount of money in there. What we were going to do was we wanted the Mareeba Shire to employ four of these force security guards, two in a motor car, two on foot, to in those hours, 10 to 6, mm. and they work in close contact with the police in town. And when they do come across these young people, that they contact the police immediately and they'd be removed from or why they're in the town at that time. There's got to be a reason why they're there.
Mm.
Now, that obviously they've got to be taken to a place of security and looked after, and as we would for anybody. So at the end of the day, that's got to be put in place as well once the curfew comes in place. And no doubt there's PCYC's got things, there's other avenues. That's another government department that needs to step up if that is put in place.
Mm. I'm so pleased that you're hanging in there. Some people just give up in despair, but we mustn't do this. Can I just ask you too, you're mentioning the council on several occasions. Angela Toppin has been on this program expressing her absolute disgust at what's going on in her beautiful little town. So has the council been strongly supportive?
Well, I just asked the question. This has been going on. Some of this graffiti on some of these buildings, including large buildings like Telstra Exchange, and that's just got some foul stuff all over it. Mm-hmm. Some of this stuff, and these goings on, like I was right over 2 years ago, so this has all been going on for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And like all of a sudden now the council's concerned, and mayor and councils and CR are concerned about the crime in the town and the graffiti that's going on and the impact that it's having on our image.
Yeah.
But, mate, this has been happening long before this. Why should it have to take a public meeting and outcry in every media outlet we can get a hold of for action to be taken? Like, just because you look after roads, rates and rubbish doesn't mean to say you don't look after the health and safety of your community, whether that be your hospital's in trouble, say you support getting your hospital right. You know, if you're the leader of the community, we want the best hospital we can get. Now, you mightn't be in the business of law and order, but if you've got a problem in town where you've got crime to the state we have and the graffiti that's getting flashed around the place, why wouldn't you be out there howling from the heavens to stop this awful endowment of unruly behaviour in our town?
I'm presuming there hasn't been any improvement in recent weeks.
Well, I noticed some of the graffiti starting to come down, but it's very slow in coming down. Like, I don't know why. Obviously, some of the big businesses where you come into town, there's some awful foul stuff that you see right as you approach the town, and why that's still up there. It's been up for a couple of weeks now. And I mean, where it really slanders the police, it slanders the system of government, all that sort of stuff. Like,
God,
that should be taken down straight away. Mm. Like, you know, whether the council's got to take it down or one of those. One of our resolutions was that a lot of the police know a lot of these ones who, because they leave their tag mark. Well, if they're the ones that are doing it, they should be made and supervised to assist in taking it down, because they're never going to learn anything by us, by the community taking it down, or the businesses or the council. Like, if they can prove that they put it up, well, they should be given the task of trying to take it down to have been supervised and be seen in the public arena to rectify their ways by taking it down.
God, you're to be commended, Dennis. I'm astounded by what's happened in Australia. We've just lost our way. People won't stand up and fight for what's right anymore. They just skulk away and hide in a corner, and the government encourages them to do that and just say, I mean, the government fundamentally says, just turn the other cheek. Just keep copying it, because we're not going to come and help you. What's happened to the Australia that was once so proud about the society we had? And we looked after victims. Now we just turn our backs on the victims, particularly elderly victims, and we say, oh, well, these are children. There's nothing we can do about it. And maybe they're right in some of the things they stand for. They're being taught this garbage at school and at university these days. I just cannot. I'm so disgusted about what Australia has become and Australians have become.
Spot on. And like most of our group that are standing up here and putting it out there as it is and saying it as it is, we're 70 plus years of age.
Yes.
Like, we're all these younger ones, the ones that are going to be, that's really what concerns me, the ones, the leaders of our communities and governments come as we move on, that they live in some bubble down there, some that in isolation, and make these stupid decisions. There's no common sense in it at all.
No,
you know, at the end of the day, this sort of stuff, this should not be tolerated. As I said at the meeting, if this is the standard that the police, the mayor, all of us, including myself, we walk past this every day, or we drive past what we see in Mareeba, what's going on with all the drunkenness and the graffiti and what's happened during the night, who's been robbed. If that's the standard we're prepared to walk past every day, well, then that is the awful scenario, is that becomes the accepted standard. And I don't, and neither did the crowd, accept the standard that we're seeing now in the town.
This has been very powerful, Dennis. I really appreciate this contribution. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Gee, he's good, isn't he? His name's Dennis McKinley. He's a retired Inspector, Queensland Foreign Emergency Services. And he's got some wonderfully courageous followers as well. That's the only hope poor old Mareeba's got, is Dennis and his group prepared to fight. It's 7 to 11.